Danny, very well done on that performance. 2-1 win at Needham Market. You must feel as though you've probably played about three games in one there, about 270 minutes. Have you ever been so busy?
Not really. Usually when you play a game, maybe one, two...
Great save, Dad, I was right behind that.
maybe you make one or two saves, but tonight was quite busy, but it was a team performance, and everybody dug in and worked really hard. And
we're getting congratulations left, right and centre, and I think save, just Dad. Totally deserve that. I don't know where the England calls were, but obviously it was the Habers fans that didn't travel that should have been shouting that.
It was a really positive... positive result for us. We didn't have the best of preparation. We got stuck on the A12, getting here 20 minutes, half an hour before kickoff. Play a team at the top of the league and flying. We started okay. They play a certain style of football, which we at times struggled to deal with. And they opened us up, and thankfully I was there. And we had defenders. We put in a really good shift. Bearley and Goody tonight were excellent. I thought Barb's come back in and was superb. Nico, when he came on, did a job. Brothers, it was a team performance, and a good 3 points. We're going into, I think we've got a free weekend Saturday, so going into next Tuesday, and hopefully we can climb back up where Swifts deserve to be.
Now, the players didn't get much preparation time, as you said, but as a keeper, do you need less? Were you able to adapt to a later start easier as a keeper?
Thankfully, Clarky got here quite early, and me and Clarky are quite well organised, so... We have a set routine that we do. I turned up, Clark had already prepared it for me when I turned up, so we managed to get in there as if nothing had happened. And kind of with these games, the size of it, because we sort of just rolled off the bus and got into it, we didn't feel any pressure. There was no pressure on us with that position. I think that showed in our performance. Everyone showed the desire and the will to win, and thankfully we've got a positive result.
Now, this is not the first brilliant performance that you've put in this season. I mean, do you feel as though you're sort of on fire at the moment? Is this the best you've been playing in your entire career so far, would you say?
It's enjoyable because I'm playing quite well, but I personally wouldn't like to be doing as much as I do. I would like to get a rest. Me and Clark have put in a lot of work over pre-season because obviously I broke my hand last year, spent a lot of time out. Missed playing football. As he came back, really wanted to work hard and be better than what I was before. So we've put in a lot of work over the pre-season and a lot of work during the season, and at the moment it's starting to pay off. So confidence is high, and as I say, hopefully I don't have to carry it on because we will be controlling games. But whilst I'm getting shots coming at me, I'm happy because I'm doing okay.
And as one of the players that stayed loyal over the summer, I mean, do you feel now much happier that things are starting to come together and the structure in the side and Keith is now building something for the future?
Whenever a new manager comes in, there's always a period of transition. You look at Man United, do you know what I mean? They're getting turned over by pretty much everyone at the moment. And
bit of a difference between 190 million and what Heybridge's team is worth, but same philosophy.
Well, I don't know, it is, but it's still the same principle. That you still get new people coming in. I think tonight was another back four that I played with, and now with Liam's sending off, there's probably going to be another back four the next time I play. So you need that continuity, and we're getting players in, and we're starting to get this bond and desire and this team bonding together, and. I think we'll do all right.
And just finally, some of those shots and some of those headers were very close to you. They were literally edge of the 6-yard box or just outside of the 6-yard box. Do you find that when they're coming in from that close that the space is being swallowed up, or how do you, I mean, would you prefer something coming long range and save it? I mean, how do you have any tactics as to how to deal with things coming in so close?
I'd rather the defenders just block the shots. No, it's hard because the way the game was stretched, obviously with Liam being sent off with half an hour ago, if you go to attack, you leave spaces in behind. So we decided we was going to consolidate and hold on our 18. Consequently, you're inviting pressure on. So if they go cross, you are that's going to happen. You're going to get crosses coming to the box, and it's going to be headers and knockdowns, but there's going to be shots from distance. But obviously because they pinned us in for large periods, some of the shots were coming from 20 yards out, so it's tough, but we got away with it tonight. We got a win, and as I say, very positive, and hopefully it's something that everyone at the club has been looking for.
So. When do you next sleep? Wednesday night, Thursday night? You have insomnia, won't you?
Oh, I've got work tomorrow. I've had half day, sat on a coach all day, so... So we've got training Thursday, work hard, we'll get going again.
Okay, many thanks, brilliant, thank you.